signals the big picture, and then you continue inventing. This text is about encouraging young people to learn programming, turning the time normally wasted on hoop jumping in high school into something precious and profound. Once a programmer, always a programmer. Just moments ago, I tested a new reactive operator that I called from between events. I almost called it from betwixt events, but it already sounds poetic. It allowed me to create a pressing activity, which is a lot more friendlier than listening for events piece by piece. It's a lot more conceptually inviting than attaching mouse listeners to elements, and what you would normally expect from programming a mouse. Just like the name state, listening between two different events or just monitoring for a pressing activity. There is no end to such tiny little inventions. You slowly build a huge library of useful blocks that you can snap together in various contexts. If it helps people get stuff done, and it obviously does, then they will pay for it. But you can do better than making sales on the internet. Because you are working with graphics, you pretty much build in the realm of computer games. And you can release a handheld visual programming environment on an Android handheld usually meant for gaming. This isn't about making big money, for that you would require marketing and investors. This is about a really good start and a pretty opening page to your design portfolio. You basically start your programming career with a codeboy moment. And that's an incredible thing to achieve. Artificial intelligence will, of course, only get faster and smarter. Very soon, programmers will realize that visual programming is everything, because it lets them do the programming while the AI does the coding, as it should. All the supply chain attacks can be easily eliminated by simply having the AI create the libraries that people normally depend on. And on top of that, before you know it, building custom tools, as opposed to browsing the web, will have its big moment. AI is here. All kinds of new things are possible. This is all about learning programming. Signals, reactive programming, and handhelds are just a beautiful stepping stone. These are the diagrams that you draw in high school, and the small and beautiful triumph that you have at your start. The bigger question is, where do you go after you master signals, reactive programming, and some creative ways of sharing your software? Across all the years you spend on studying and mastering programming, you are sure to discover that some of your personal curiosities always return to you. And moving towards them, towards what calls to you, is likely where you will have your greatest discoveries, where you will create your best inventions. Because what calls to you predisposes you to take those precious extra steps that few others, if any, will have the curiosity for. Please understand that a programmer is an inventor, never an operator. You are always building your own way forward, always inventing, and always growing.